This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
It is Tuesday, July 21st, the year 2020. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Owen Schroyer and David Knight will be co-hosting coming up in about 30 minutes. In fact, Owen is in the cockpit there in Austin, Texas, and will be popping in with me the next three segments. But I'm working on a lot of stuff behind the scenes, and I got a lot of big things that InfoWars is planning. But I got to tell you, wild horses cannot drag me away from the news and what's unfolding. If you remember, 2 years ago during the last off-year election, I told you we had to put extra security at the office and at my house because we knew that Antifa was casing my home. And I told everybody, federal judges that aren't Democrats, key other people in the media, the military, people in the U.S. intelligence that are loyal to the United States. And I told you that Communist China was using the Office of Personnel Management hack to use a lot of data on people so the globalist operatives would know who to go after. That's the key blueprint to intimidate, threaten, and overthrow people loyal inside the U.S. government, inside U.S. corporations, and inside the strata of the United States that actually stand for the Republic. Of course, you saw that Tucker Carlson's house get hit. A lot of stuff you don't know about happened. A lot of people decided not to talk about what's going on. But we're talking about people shooting into the folks' houses, death threatening their families, burning down their houses. I mean, it's been hell. They're not just outside Mitch McConnell's house. They're going to stab me in the heart and all of that. So when Tucker Carlson, you know, told me that, well, I'm just going to leave it at that, that, you know, he moved someplace to be away from all the attacks in D.C. It wasn't out for about a year. Then it got out. The New York Times has private eyes following him around the docks where he lives. And the New York Times, this is critical. If you remember when Congressman Scalise got killed, they wanted to kill 18 members of the conservative caucus that backs Trump, that the New York Times did a full-page, front-page spread saying, look, this is where they play baseball once a week, and they don't even have security. Now, they saw that and got security because they weren't announcing the field they were using. But I've talked to members of Congress that understood, no, this was a setup. The New York Times said, look, this is where they play baseball, and there's not security. And then that was 3 years ago. Remember, CNN host Wolf Blitzer had a guest on saying the guy was a hero. Wolf Blitzer nodded his head. So they're lazing targets, just like we send in the military, special forces to, in the old days, actually light up a target with a light off a scope at night for a plane to fly over and bomb it. Well, later it became lasing it with different lasers that are picked up by the devices, or they can do other things that mark it. They are running around targeting and lasing and marking everybody's houses for their New World Order Angel of Death to come kill them. They're going to use Antifa as the cover group they throw away later, but it's MS-13. It's Chinese intelligence, and it's other groups they've got set up. They're going to have decoys that they later say did this, but they're creating enough unrest, enough insanity, so that when they really try to drop the hammer, even when Trump refuses to leave office, because they're going to contest the election. The Democrats in the deep state have said they are. And so even when Trump wins, which I believe he's narrowly winning right now, despite making some wrong moves, they're going to say, oh, no, any challenge to us is authoritarianism, so we're activating COG to overthrow the president. But COG isn't constitutional unless it's been authorized by Congress and the president. So they are literally saying we have breakaway subgroups in the government that are going to overthrow the president. Front page of the Washington Post last week. If the president doesn't leave and challenges the fraudulent election in any way, then they're saying we're going to remove him, and anybody that stands against us will be arrested or killed. They say in the sub-headline, military officers or cabinet members that do not go along with this will go to prison. So this is an out-of-control combine of multinational billionaires, the communist Chinese and others, and they literally believe that they can just threaten and intimidate everybody, have the martial law COVID lockdown hoax, then have the race war smokescreen hoax to say, oh, the civil unrest, the burning buildings, the attacks on police stations, that's because black folks are upset. Meanwhile, it's Democrat cities saying we'll stand down. It's Soros funding it. It's the deep state funding it. And Soros went on Fareed Zakaria 6 years ago and said that he was instrumental in the overthrow of Ukraine. They used the exact same tactics.
We are selling more privacy pockets a day than we were previously selling in a month because of the Clinton Foundation running the contact tracing, and admittedly with Google and Apple tracking all Americans on their phones, even if you opt out of it or get rid of the apps. People realize these criminal groups are surveilling you and selling your data and using it to control your life, sharing it with Antifa, sharing it with Black Lives Matter, sharing it with the deep state to oppress not just high-profile people, but the general public. That's why folks are taking back control of their lives with these little Faraday cages that you can put your cell phones in that knock out the ability of the cell towers to ping it every few seconds and track your location. This is the only way to have your privacy, and people are taking their privacy back, and it's very, very exciting. They're at $19.95 apiece at InfoWarsStore.com. We've ordered even more. A huge shipment's coming in next week, so get yours now and be part of the movement to cut Big Brother off.
Days are gone. The easy days of living off the work of Americans that stood up and fought and died for freedom is gone. We've run the tank empty, and the multinational corporations backed up by authoritarian states like communist China believe America is like a burned black hamburger. We are beyond done. And they're getting ready to stick a fork in us. And I just see the American people that are hardworking, good, loving people on average that really care about each other, but are very, very naive and just think that the country's still there when it's not. Trump was a good chance to try to get control of the government again. To a certain extent, we did, but we have now summoned the full power of the Fortune 500, the authoritarian EU, the beyond tyrannical communist Chinese, the America-hating Hollywood scum, and the armies of people, the schmucks that went and got 2-3 worthless liberal arts degrees, and who've been told by the communist education they were given, of course paid for by the big mega banks. This is the establishment doing all this. They're not woke. They're not resistance fighters. They're not. No. It's the whole world ganged up against America. And they've told tens of millions of Americans, probably 50 million of them, you're going to rule the new America. You're going to have a spot in the new planned economy. And that's why they're so hateful. That's why they're burning police stations. And we sit back and we watch Amazon looted by tens of thousands of people yesterday, and it's barely even a blip. We watch another police station burned to the ground in Portland, another one attacked in Seattle, federal buildings attacked, and it's only on Twitter or Facebook or YouTube or places like Band.Video, and then Twitter, Facebook go and take it down when the people shooting the video are cheering, breaking into another police station and burning it to the ground. And then the Democrats all line up and say, we're going to investigate Trump for daring to even go protect federal courthouses. This is the system conjuring a mob that they can fully activate when they try to steal the election. And just like 2000, Trump challenges it rightfully. The Democrats have said they're going to challenge it. And so when Trump says, I'm challenging it too, they are going to activate their hordes to absolutely burn everything down. And we've been trained now that the people burning things are the heroes and they're peaceful. And when you drive up to a roadblock and a leftist shoots you in the head, that's a good thing. And so all of this is to encourage all the meth head mobs, all the people with the fake college degrees, all the people that think they're about to take over to really go out and put massive pressure on everybody. And you're going to have the commanders of the police in almost every city that's Democrat-controlled, almost every city is now, authorize it and say it's good, and the police are so trained to take orders, they will roll over and America will fall. America will fall. So we're 100 days out from the election right now, and you are about to witness the death of the country. And I don't say that to be dramatic. I don't say that to scare you. This is going to happen, okay? This is going to happen. America's over. It's all done.
They're going to bankrupt the stock market. They're going to drive it down to 3,000. There's going to be food breakdowns, global depression. The UN's going to come in and announce they're the savior. They're going to blame it on Trump not responding right. They're going to blame it on COVID. It's the cover for everything. And just like it took them 5 years to get control of Russia when the Bolsheviks took over in 1917, it may take them 5 years as well. But when they're done, you're done. And your children will be theirs. A lot of you are going to be taken to camps where pot-bellied pedophiles are going to rape you and your family. And they're going to beat your brains out. And you're going to submit to them. Because America likes to submit to tyranny. America likes to roll over to pot-bellied pedophiles. America lets our children be sent to convicted pedophiles who hump them at the library and at the elementary school, rubbing their swollen crotches on little boys and girls. That's who we are. We've killed 60-plus million babies. We like it. And so the good news is all of your vacations, all your fun in the sun, all your beer, all your partying, all your video games, all of it's over. All of it's going to be over now. They are going to crush this country and bankrupt everything while the globalists sit offshore in Europe and in Tanzania and in Tasmania and in Switzerland and in New Zealand and in Kauai, Hawaii, while all of you that wouldn't stand up for the unborn lose everything you've got. Now, I know our listeners are awake, and I love you. You're great people, every race, color, and creed. But, I mean, I just want everybody to know that the globalists want to hurt you so bad. Listen, they sent people with the flu and pneumonia to hospitals on purpose to get that first death number to scare you into submission. They enjoyed it. They like killing babies after they're born. They like killing old people. They like being murdering psychotics. They're into selfishness. They're into the exercise of power. When people say the New World Order doesn't care about you, they're lying. They desperately, lustfully want to rip your teeth out with pliers and pour bleach down your throat, okay? They literally want to rape your children in front of you and then skin them alive. They want to bury them in the sand up to their neck while fire ants chew their eyeballs out if they slit their eyelids off. None of this is meant to be exaggerated. In fact, there's nothing that can describe how they're going to rape you, how they're going to murder you, how they're going to torture you, how they're going to degrade you. And quite frankly, most of the police follow orders so much. After the handover happens, they'll bring all the police back, and they're just going to be there and aid them. The police will SWAT team you, drag you out, then they'll hand you over to a van of communists who will take you and rape you and murder you and your family. So just remember that. The police are bound to the New World Order. The federal government's run by the New World Order. The American people don't have any instincts. Everybody's domesticated and soft now. And so they are preparing, with the president completely surrounded, he's got waffling advisors to do this. The president doesn't have control of the cities. And that's why the president doesn't have control of the states. And that's why the globalists called medialization. Remember Schwarzenegger said years ago, he goes, if they will not put in carbon taxes, we will organize the cities to no longer follow it and implement it under United Nations control. And remember, Arnold was always a protege of Kurt Waldheim, the SS officer who ran the United Nations as the Secretary General. And so Arnold's like, I don't need to be president now. I'm going to lead the Global Cities Initiative of Strong Cities to have the police under control of the United Nations. And now you see how it's all here. Every city, except a few, 99% are blue. They control the central systems. They use all the rest of us. They're bringing in third world populations they can control. And I'm not telling you all this to be negative. I'm not telling you all this to be scary. I'm telling you this that so that you understand when they remove Trump, when they kill Trump, at that point you're going to have to decide what you're going to do. Are you going to wait till they shut everything down? You're going to wait till they come to your house a month, 6 months, a year later and drag you out? Or what are you going to do to the left? Because it really comes down to that, and they're licking their lips at all the globalist institutions, and they think they're going to sit offshore while they do it. Well, to the military and to the patriots and everybody else that are have some soul left, and when once you watch America fall and be destroyed, I trust later, once you know I was right, that you will deliver vengeance upon the globalists, because there's not many of them. And once we lose everything, I think a lot of you will finally decide to be men out there. And I'm talking about once they've burned the cities, once they've killed the patriots, once you know that they got their loving death camps running, just like the left and Apple and Nike love the 3 million in death camps in China and love the Christians in death camps and love the Buddhists in death camps. They've been so successful all over the world with this that they think they're going to be able to do it again here. And, hey, we've bowed to the race rioting and the Soros funding. We've bowed to the COVID hoax. It's come out that they, for every person that gets COVID, they count 15 extra. That's all over the news. Trump now wears a mask. Trump now goes along with it because his advisors tell him that. They say it doesn't matter if it's fake numbers. The public likes to be scared. They like to be wimps. And so the wolves are going to take us because we're not American anymore. We're decadent Satanists. We're just armchair Satanists that haven't gotten to the point of the Satanists yet. They're like to rape kids. We just sit back while they rape kids. We just sit back while they ship fentanyl in. We just sit back all in a daze while Satan takes over. Well, guess what? Guess what? All you people that serve the New World Order, you're going to be the first the globalists destroy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
You know, normally a 2-star, 3-star, 4-star general might have read 50 books on war, military history, and then they'll write, you know, their PhD level when they're out of West Point or whatever about some history, and they're called geniuses. Well, those are called fops. Those are called fakes. I have read, let's be conservative, 500-plus books on warfare, PhD-level manuals from the Romans up through Vietnam, all of Zbigniew Brzezinski's books, Carol Quigley's book. And see, I'm not bragging. I know every damn piece of this. Now, I know you can sit there and look at it, and you can tell it's a takeover, but let me explain. This isn't like the takeovers before. They haven't spent hundreds of billions of dollars on the global carbon tax and the Green Deal and brainwashed everybody at the universities and all the big money for no reason. Like David Knight said yesterday, Bloomberg came out and said, farmers are worthless, they're idiots, we're going to have robots doing it all, but we got to keep them from cutting our heads off of guillotines. They're making you obsolete. This is a giant plan. We're not in it. And they mean with one fell swoop to take down the United States. And it's disgusting, ladies and gentlemen. They are allowing people to riot and kill and murder. And they are allowing them to go around and have the police shut down all over the country because they're training the police to totally shut down when they send in the real hit squads the minute they remove Trump. The minute they remove Trump, they're going to send a hit team to Tucker Carlson's house to kill his wife and children and him. They'll firebomb the whole thing. They will kill Rush Limbaugh. They will kill every governor that hasn't gone along with them. Well, I'm going to ask everybody, are we going to just sit here and put up with this? Everybody needs to be on a battle defensive footing. You need to be waiting. You need to be understanding the next 100 days is a countdown. They can kill Trump any minute. We have been put into a atmosphere of total crazy insanity, and that's how they do it with an ambient background. The engineers slowly implement more craziness, more martial law, more civil unrest, more racial attacks until you just get used to it and give into it when they hit you with the mega dose. You adapt to the takeover. You don't adapt by saying no to it. So everybody who wants to stop this peacefully better figure out a way to go out and get the word out about how they're going to try to steal the election. They're going to contest the election, the deep state. When Trump challenges it, they've already said all over the news, everywhere, every publication, top of CNN, Trump is going to challenge the election. Trump's got to be removed. Trump's a dictator when it's an inversion of reality. And again, Trump's a good guy, but he's surrounded by cowards. But his not cracking down on the rioters, and now trying to and having city state get out of here just shows you how rotten the country is. And he is now wearing a mask and saying, some say it's patriotic and all this, is lukewarm. He's got to come out and destroy Fauci and show the numbers. I mean, it's coming out in Texas. It's coming out in Alabama. It's coming out in Florida. It's coming out in New York. That people who've never been tested for COVID, never been to a clinic, are being told you have COVID in your record for the rest of your life. And they ask why, and they go, we follow the NIH guidelines, and if one person has COVID, 15 around them have it. It's total fraud. And again, we told you this months ago. It's all out in the open. Just look at these headlines and think about where we are. NBA has zero positive coronavirus cases in the bubble at Disney Orlando. But meanwhile, 333 clinics all said 100% of the people they tested had COVID. All the others were between 97 and 99. Total lies, totally made up, totally insane. because everyone is going to have a positive test with most of their tests the way it works. Unbelievable, stunning, killer Cuomo now lecturing Georgia mayors on coronavirus policy after complaining, worst record of any leader. California town scrubs away their Black Lives Matter street sign. Your local attorney asks permission for a pro-Trump sign. Sick. Current Minnesota AG accused women accuser Keith Ellison says he doesn't want police responding to rape calls. On a video, Trump pandemic reversals betray anxiety about November election hoax. CNN. 1.5 million children are dead. What is the appropriate sentence for such a crime? That's at Infowars.com. Link story by Michael Steiner. That's excellent. Kanye West comes out and destroys the globalist, exposes the whole criminal takeover. Here's the key one. CNN. Things could get very ugly. Experts fear post-election crisis as Trump sets the stage for a disputed election. They're the ones with mail-in ballots. They're the ones with curbside ballots. They're the ones with illegal aliens and dead people voting and cats getting voter registration cards. They're the ones with the COVID-19 fraud. They're the ones all caught on Project Veritas video saying they're engaged in fraud. And then Trump says, well, we better look at that fraud and challenge it, which is normal. And they go, oh, my gosh, you're a dictator. We've got to throw you out. And Pelosi says, oh, we've got COG ready. I just met last week with the COG people. Who are they? The continuity of government, that the government's unable to operate. And Pelosi says, I'm second in command. I'm going to be president. These are incredibly dangerous statements. You go, well, she's a senile, drugged out lunatic. That's the whole point. They're the type that will try something like this. They're disposable. The globalist spiders behind them, the controllers behind them, the Chi-Coms behind them, the AI takeover arm behind them has disposable wraiths, zombies as their army. But don't think there's an evil intelligence behind this. The mindlessness of people running up randomly and shooting white people in the head because they're driving through Portland or they're driving through Provo, Utah, or they're driving through Denver, Colorado. You say, well, look, these are an easy enemy to defeat. Really? People that will hatefully randomly shoot somebody in the head because they're white? These are mindless, crazy, dangerous people. That's because they've been forged by the New World Order to be mindless and evil. Who do you think will take you to a FEMA camp and rape you and kick your guts out? Who do you think does this kind of stuff? These are the people. And you better be concerned, and you better be active, and you better be awake. Everybody better get serious right now because the games are over. They have now told you word for word what I told you because I saw in CFR battle plans that were public. Now they're externalizing it and hyping it in every damn newspaper that Trump's got to go and the military's going to remove him and the Joint Chiefs have all bad-mouthed the president in front of everybody. This is treason, ladies and gentlemen. And as Trump said, they're not after him. They're after you. They got to go through him and they got to go through me and they got to go through you, the listeners. You're the people that are awake. You're the people that are informed. You're the people that are involved. You're the people that care. And I salute you. But I'm here to tell you, this is the main assault. This is the main assault. This is the main assault. Everybody better get loud. Everybody better get aggressive. Everybody better call their sheriff, their police chief. Better go speak to your county commissioners about this, your city council, your state house. Everybody better get to D.C. and bullhorn the White House that they are planning to overthrow the president, and we know about it, to make this the number one issue as talking points against them so people know that this is the coup, this is illegitimate. And it's a continuation of the Russiagate and the Ukrainegate and the ongoing criminal, unelected deep state coup run by the Chi-Coms against our country with enemy foreign collaborators literally working for the destruction of this republic. We're going to come back with Greg Reese's Beyond Critical Report, the ties of the death numbers, and I'll introduce David Knight, and I will introduce Owen Schroyer, Infowars.com. So folks, tune in now. You are Paul Revere. Now.
The bad news is Western governments have totally let multinational big tech bring in communist Chinese style, total net surveillance, censorship with AI. The good news is they had to do that to carry out this world government COVID takeover, this planetary corporate reset that COVID covers for, because the truth is powerful and will defeat them and will smash them. And the good news is there's still sites like band.video, newswars.com, infowars.com, Paul Watson site, summit.news, and a lot of other great sites that are getting massive traffic thanks to you and your word of mouth. That is king, that is queen, that is the master of our own destinies. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a war on reality, a war on civilization, a war on our health, a war on our economy. But being aware of it and standing up to it and speaking out against it will defeat it. So take action or be slaves.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
We are now in the InfoWars studio. Owen Schroyer and David Knight here. I'm sure we will be rejoined by Alex momentarily. While we're waiting to get Alex back on the line with some closing statements, let me remind you about the Christmas in July special at InfoWarsStore.com happening right now. First of all, we cannot thank the audience enough for your support. You keep us on air. You are the blood that beats through our heart here at InfoWars. We cannot thank you enough. The Christmas in July sale features free shipping store-wide, double Patriot points with every order, and 50% off top selling supplements, many of which are starting to sell out right now, like Bod Ease. Now, let me talk about Bod Ease for a minute. Now, this can be used for many different reasons. Turmeric as a supplement, as a nutrient, a lot of benefits, folks. For me, I'm kind of a younger guy. I'm 31, but I'm very active. And I like to use Bod Ease for anti-inflammatory support. Anytime you do heavy exercising, long distance running, I like to play basketball, I like to lift heavy weights, there's always inflammation, soreness that comes along with that. When I take Bod Ease after a workout, it mitigates it so much, sometimes completely even wipes it out. And I'm just so stunned by it, but you go look up, turmeric, known as one of the best things for anti-inflammation. But folks, there's all other different things. Joint support. People call in all the time with their different testimonials on the effects of Bod Ease on their life. You can go read these reviews at InfoWarsStore.com. Bod Ease is selling out, though, and at 50% off, it could be sold out before this special is even over. ChristmasInJulySale.com. So take advantage. 50% off Bod Ease, 50% off other top-selling, top-rated supplements like Brain Force Plus, VasoBeat Complete, and so on.
Owen, can you hear me?
You are on air, Alex Jones. Take it away.
Great. I've been trying to get on here. Suspend all sales of products. I don't give a damn about products or plugs anymore. They're going to run martial law and kill the president and burn the country down. And Americans have been eased psychologically into accepting all of this where they don't care. And people are in a trance. Well, I am not in a trance. The globalists know there's a revolution against them all over the planet, all over the world. Good things are happening. They're passing laws in Eastern Europe to have a Second Amendment in the Czech Republic, Poland, other areas. People are waking up to the devil worshiping New World Order, child molester system. So they are counter-striking, ladies and gentlemen. They are counter-striking to bring down society, and they control the major cities in the West and are doing this as terrorists. The mayors and the governors and Soros and the Democrats are responsible and are running all of this. This is multinational corporations ganged up on and attacking the American people en masse. No more plugging today. No more plugging products. There won't be an InfoWars. There won't be anything in 110 days or so if this goes through. You understand? It's like a damn asteroid coming in to destroy the planet. Everyone has to get serious and get focused and understand what's going on. I'm not mad at the crew. I'm not mad at anybody. But, I mean, just the general public is in a daze. We are under a spell. We must awaken from the spell. People need to understand that. I'm going to let you and David get to all the news you have to cover. But we are witnessing lawless criminal takeover, murdering old people on purpose, putting out fake numbers on purpose, doing all of this over and over and over and over again. And now they're announcing COG and the plan that the president will be gone one way or another, fumigated out like a cockroach or a rat or a possum, and that they're going to get the rest of us. This is a war. This is the real deal. This is a takeover. This is the end of America, run by the worst people the planet has ever seen. Ladies and gentlemen, look at this article at Breitbart.com. BLM activist says white men are the common enemy. Gotta play that video. Chicago police release video showing ambush by Antifa BLM rioters who attacked them, injuring 49 cops. The cops keep whining, Lightfoot runs it for Soros. They've now got the McCluskeys up in St. Louis, indicted for people breaking down their gate on their property and saying they were going to attack him and kill him because that evil criminal put in power by Soros is running it. People say this is evil. They're showing that they're lawless. The NBA can have their games, but your church can't open. The NBA has no coronavirus, but Trump rallies are full of coronavirus. It's all the bureaucracy. It's the big corporations that have data control, and they're engaged in massive, total, complete, absolute fraud, and now they're lazing and targeting everybody's houses to move against us once it goes down. We cannot give in to these terrorists. We must absolutely stand and expose it. I'm letting you guys get into your reporting here. I'm just really upset, and we already know how serious this is and how absolutely crazy this is, and how it's out of control. And so I'm going to hand the thing over to you, but this This is a major phenomenon of tyranny. This is the big one. Everybody better understand it, and everybody needs to go 24 hours a day. Hell, I'll fly up there right now and just start bullhorning the White House so Trump hears the people and knows what he needs to do. We should be talking about what do we do 100 days out with their martial law, COG, overthrow the president, and literally come in and shut down society and have ongoing martial law and re-educating all of us. Do we really want this to happen? Because it's here. It's here. It's here. It's here. This isn't business as usual, building towards the New World Order. This is the globalist takeover on every single front, ladies and gentlemen. This is their plan. This is the big enchilada. This is the end of everything as we know it. An absolute psychotic evil taking control of society. I love you guys. And I just can't handle it anymore. I cannot handle it. People need to wake up and get upset and get serious.
You know, it's kind of ironic, or not ironic, David, but, you know, yesterday in the third hour, when I was closing off the show and handing over to Jared Salenti, I kind of got out of control. Like Alex, I was ranting, I was raving. I said some things that, not that necessarily I regret, but, you know, I probably should have measured better. But it is a frustration when you look around and you see fellow Americans so deceived, so brainwashed. They literally can't even think, David. They put on a mask and they don't even think. They just put it on because they're told what to do. They don't even look around at the situation going around them with a clear two-tiered justice system, no laws for one side, and then every law against you, or just make up laws for the other side, you know, throw you in jail, make you wear a mask, all this stuff. I mean, I just wonder, I mean, what do we do as Americans to wake up our fellow Americans and say, hey, like, how do we make you think again? Like, what is it going to take to make you think again? Because then once you think, maybe then you can see what's going on around you.
Yeah, actually, there was I talked about this briefly at the end of the program. I had an individual contact me and say, hey, you're invited to watch a debate about masks. And this all came about because a guy by the name of Rancourt in Ontario wrote a very long research paper. He is with the Ontario Civil Liberties Association. In this research paper, he said, here's a review of the science. Oh, wait a minute. There haven't been any studies. We haven't done any studies. You just assumed that this is going to fix things. And yet we have a lot of science that says, no, it isn't. As a matter of fact, they were all telling us a couple of months ago, of course, that it wasn't going to work, that it was going to be harmful to our health. And so as he put this out, and says we don't have any studies, he's then answered by a psychologist who's now challenged him to a debate. So they're going to have a debate on this on Friday. And the psychologist thinks that it's very effective. And, of course, he would, because this is a psychological tool of control. And the argument that the psychologist makes, I'll just give you just the beginning of this. He says, well, if you think that these mandates are a threat to freedom, it's no more than putting on a burn ban during a drought. Well, we do know, and we can see, that during a drought, we do have fires. That is observable. That's what's called science. But see, we've forgotten how to do this. For the longest time, we've had a situation which this has now taken the place of climate change. And with climate change, they just made assertions. They didn't have to prove them. And now they're doing the same thing with COVID-19. We'll talk about that more when we come back. We've got to take a quick break.
Yeah, we'll have the video where they're lying about test results for COVID.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late wait to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Circles, it's common knowledge that July is the month you don't want to get sick. It's called the July effect.
The July effect is the rise of medical mistakes and mishaps at hospitals when tens of thousands of fresh medical residents begin their jobs, which happens every year in July. In the UK, they call it the killing season. Researchers examined more than 240,000 death certificates from between 1979 and 2006 and found mortality rates consistently spiked in July. There have been over 200 studies on the July effect, and the evidence shows that hospitals training new doctors in July have up to 34% more death. This happens like clockwork every single year. What will be different in 2020 is that it will undoubtedly all be blamed on COVID-19.
You know, we'll have to prepare for the next one. That, you know, I'd say will get attention this time.
The data clearly shows that COVID-19 is less deadly than a mild seasonal flu. And yet, local governments all over the U.S. are pushing for another shutdown. In the state of Washington, their so-called health and safety shutdown will last until the day after Election Day. Most of the deaths from COVID in the U.S. seem to be from medical malpractice. Infected patients being put into nursing homes. All pneumonia deaths being counted as COVID. All manner of deaths being counted as COVID deaths. And several doctors claiming that the ventilators are actually killing people.
This method being widely adopted at this very moment in every hospital in the country, which aims to increase pressure on the lungs in order to open them up, is actually doing more harm than good.
The deception is everywhere. As soon as President Trump ordered hospitals to bypass the CDC and send their data directly to the Department of Health and Human Services, the CDC admitted to mixing up their testing data. And so one can be certain, with tens of thousands of new doctors flooding hospitals in the 2020 killing season, the CDC and their criminal counterparts are hoping for a big July effect spike in medical malpractice deaths, so they can further justify shutting down the economy, taking away our livelihood, stealing an election, and forcing mandatory experimental vaccines upon the entire population. The truth shall set you free. But in 2020, the masses seem to prefer baseless fear over critical thinking. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
That powerful report can be found, downloaded, and shared at band.video. CDC hoping July effect increases COVID-19 deaths. Well, whether the deaths increase or not, David, we know that they're going to use the same tactics that they've been using to increase the case numbers, inflate the death numbers, and take all our freedoms.
Yeah, and of course, you know, we've talked about this from the very beginning. It's no secret. It's been talked about many, many times, the fact that they would presume, first of all, that you died from COVID-19 if you died with COVID-19. Then we found out they didn't even know that you died with COVID-19. They were presuming that as well. And we have seen that play out over a long period of time. We've been told from the very beginning by the guy who created the PCR test that it could not be used to accurately diagnose this. But nevertheless, they're going to proceed on with the test. And then it gets worse, because now we find out that not only are the test cases and the number of deaths being presumed in many cases and not accurately measured, but they have kept these numbers, and they're now releasing them as if they're something that just happened today. This has been documented across the country in South Carolina, in Florida, in Texas, and elsewhere. We have seen that these doctors have essentially, I don't know, stored these numbers, you know, for release during the summer when you would expect coronavirus to go down, and that's exactly what they're doing. This is where the surge is coming from, as Fauci likes to say. You knew it was going to be another surge. You knew it was going to do a lockdown. They couldn't wait until flu season starts again. And when we look at these flu numbers, Owen, we see, and we saw it here in Texas, they said, well, here's the numbers from 2018, 2019, 0.4%, 0.3%. Here's the COVID-19 numbers, 0.1%. And then we look at the numbers coming out of Texas and out of America in general, and we see that the number of COVID-19 presumed deaths are way smaller than the number of flu deaths for this year. So they're spinning the numbers, they're using the numbers in every way possible. And then when it comes to the mask debate, this is the same type of thing that we have seen for decades about climate change. They're not going to show you, they've got presumptions, they've got computer models. We know the computer models that were projecting what was going to happen coming out of the Imperial College of London. We know that it was garbage. It had garbage assumptions about how many people are going to be infected by each person. It had garbage software. It had like 15,000 lines of Fortran code. They couldn't get the same answer twice out of this with the same input. I mean, it's absolute nonsense. And yet, regardless of how bad their simulations and the projections are, they have all the science. They have all the experts. You are not allowed to challenge this, and they don't have to have any scientific studies to back up their presumptions about masks being effective, because it's not about science, it's not about medicine, it is about politics and psychology. That's what this is all about.
And there's so much deception with the mainstream media reporting. Like you said, they say, oh, there's a surge. Well, no, that's just a month's worth of test results coming in one day.
That's right.
And then they say, oh, but look at the cases. Well, yeah, you can stack up cases, quote-unquote cases, what you claim are cases, all day long,
and then they never report on recoveries or people who never showed a symptom or never went to a hospital, which is 99% of their said cases. But here's part of the deception, and this comes at the actual medical level, which you would probably add up to racketeering when you realize that they're set to make billions off these vaccines that they're going to release that are now being promoted by the president. And they say, oh, you tested positive for COVID. And they call you up and you say, wait a second, I never took a test like this gentleman.
Tonight, a Mount Juliet man says he has been told he's positive for COVID-19 by contact tracers. Just one problem, though, he has never been tested. Our chief investigative reporter, Jeremy Finley, found that the State Department of Health is now investigating.
The first call was expected. After all, Brock Ballew's co-worker had tested positive for COVID-19, and he assumed a contact tracer would reach out. But he wasn't expecting what that tracer would say.
Yes, he specifically said, I'm looking at it right here, it says that you tested positive. We're just following up a phone call to see how your symptoms are.
But Ballew was confused because he hasn't even been tested yet.
Is it possible that you just misheard her and you misunderstood what she said?
I'm 100% sure that's what she said because she's looking right at it. And she specifically told me, I'm right here in the system, that you're showing positive.
Then two more days of calls with tracers saying the same thing.
She says, well, I'm still seeing that you're positive. Just courtesy call to check your symptoms.
Ballew shared with News 4 Investigates the three calls he's received. All phone numbers come from the state health department. Ballew's concern, if he is identified as positive in the state system, how accurate are the numbers they release every day?
And I don't know what's going on, but it's wrong. And then I'm just another number when I'm not.
The state says they're now investigating, telling News 4 Investigates, quote, I can also tell you there is no concern with our count of cases in regard to our reporting of those who test positive. Those entries are based on lab results, not on information provided from the monitoring
lab results. So
Ballew says
that
he's been told by the state
inaccurate.
That a third-party contractor made the calls to him, and they're now investigating to find out what happened. Jeremy Finley.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll get a full investigation and results
now,
on that.
Now, once Ballew gets...
You know, and this is why it's so dangerous, David. It's one thing, which is already dangerous enough, to just assume people have it and then put them on the list. But when they say, no, I have your results in front of me, I have you in the system.
Yeah.
Well, how the hell did that happen?
Well, and that's another case. I played a report out of Florida from Fox 35. These are the same people who investigated when they saw those whole bunch of counties that are reporting 100%. Some of them they're reporting in 80s and 90s and so forth. They said, what's going on here? They asked them, and the Florida Health Department said, well, we had some counties who inappropriately thought they were only supposed to report positive results. But that doesn't explain why you had a county that where they had, when they went back to the source where the test was conducted, they found that they had 9.4% positive. And it was reported as 98%. Now, they reported 98%. That's not 100%. So they're reporting that they've got some negative cases. And they also inflated it by a factor of 10. Another place, they had 6%. They had it by at 76%. We got to take
a break.
By the way,
we would have never found that out, David, if Trump hadn't said, I'm going to take these results instead of the CDC run by Redfield. I don't trust that guy. And I think President Trump doesn't trust him now either. So we wouldn't have even known about that fraudulent number if it wasn't for President saying, no, don't go to the CDC anymore. We can't trust him. And he was right.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.